Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world.
Threaten the world.
The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, burning with hot irons, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, terror, mass murder, and rape. Facts. Terror. First goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've posted more than 50 small guns in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against hopelessness, and this year, for the first time. Offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles.
That they will control.
And they will own. Tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. We can't help you. Go home and die. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. We will find the innocent. Go home and die. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture against every child in Iraq. We will deny Iraq. We will ignore Barack. We will change Barack. We will dominate Barack. We will sacrifice peace. And we will intimidate the world. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had 3 biological and nuclear weapons in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons in his arsenal. Secretary of State Powell. Plant information to incite fear about Iraq's weapons programs, deceiving the inspectors themselves. And we exercise power without humanity. But why? Powered by drugs. But why? Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S. Adversity has revealed the character of our country. We exercise power without humanity. And we sacrifice the liberty of strangers. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
Not an option.
Not an option.
Terror.
All these efforts, however, America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve a result. The end of the civilized world.
The end of the civilized world. The end of the civilized
To incite fear.